This is Roosevelt City Housing Authority Board of Commissioner meeting, March 6, 2024, 4:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you, Margaret. We'll go ahead and get the meeting started and call it to order. Let's do a quick roll call for the record. We'll start down there with Harold.
Hal here,
okay. Have it.
Lynn here.
Josh here.
And Bo Hancock is present. We do have a quorum, so we can move forward. Excused is Rebecca Pittman. Have you heard whether or not she was going to make it?
I haven't heard.
Okay. All righty. Item two on the agenda is the public hearing 2024-2025 budget. You provided that in our packet, Margaret. Has everybody had a chance to review that? And, well, pardon me, let's jump back a little bit. We need to approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
I think we need to have the public hearing needs to go for a couple
first?
Minutes anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, it needs to go until 4:40, from 4:32 to 4:40.
Okay, all right. We don't have any members of the public here,
so
any questions from the board on the budget? Lynn, have you had a chance? Did you spot anything that...
No, I haven't spotted anything.
You're our resident accountant, so we rely on you for that.
Okay. I guess we can approve it if it's...
Okay, there's no questions on it.
I'll move approval.
Okay, I'll check that.
Okay, we have a first by Lynn and a second by Hal. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Budget's approved, Margaret.
Okay, thank you.
The minutes. I wasn't here at the last meeting, but everybody has a copy of them.
Yeah.
Any corrections or adjustments that need to be made? Okay. With that, we'll entertain a motion to approve the January 3rd, 2024 minutes.
Also move.
Okay.
I'll second it. Yeah.
Okay. We have a first by Lynn, second by Hal. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. The approval of the expenditures for December 2023 and January 2024.
Yeah, and I forgot to put those in the board packs up here, so.
Okay.
Oops.
Take that one off and give that to you.
We leave her all in the email task book, correct?
Yes.
Any expenditures, Margaret, that were out of the norm or anomalies that you want to bring attention to?
I don't believe
so. Okay. Any questions on these expenditures from any members of the board? Okay. With that, we'll entertain a motion to approve the expenditures from December 2023 to January 2024.
I'll make that motion to approve.
Okay. Josh, we have a second by Hal. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Josh, I'm glad you beat those two to the punch.
That one in there.
Yeah, that one in there. Okay, item number six, formal actions. It looks like we need to elect officers, a chairperson and a vice chairperson.
Yeah, we put it on the table last time because we didn't have a full quorum, but I don't know if you want to wait for Rebecca or...
Well, since she's here, not here, we can move her to chair, right? Anyway, open for discussion. Currently, I'm running the chair. Who's our vice chair?
Lynn is.
Okay. Do you guys want to shake it up at all? Or do you want to keep it the same? Or do we want to throw Rebecca in his chair?
There was a discussion last time that you were leaving. Is that true?
I haven't left. We looked at the record, and I've been here for what? 7, 8 years?
Yeah, it was something like that. I can't remember.
Maybe even 9 or 10. I'm not here as long as Lynn.
If you're staying, I'd like to keep it the way it is.
I'd like to keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
We'd like to keep you the chairman anyway.
Oh, we're going to make you the chairman.
No.
We'll note for the record that Rebecca is here. We move to item number 6 on the agenda. So if I stay, I'm on for another 3 years, right? Is that the term length?
I don't know how it works, to be honest with you.
I think it's
three. Is your term up now and you're being reappointed?
I think my term is possibly up this go around.
It was over, yeah.
So we might have to do like a reappointment of the term plus the election of the officers.
It would be nice to know what all of our terms are when they expire.
Yeah, I've got them at the office. I just don't have them with me.
All right, if you get that.
Yeah, we'll get that for next go around. Just kind of give everybody an idea where they're at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know where you're at, Jeff?
No.
Hal, do you know where you're at?
I think it'd be nice to keep our chair and our vice chair with Margaret new, just to keep some continuity there. So,
I'm happy to do it for 3 years, if that's the desire of the board.
So did you make a motion?
I'll make a motion to elect Bo as our chairperson and Lynn as our vice chair.
I will second. Wait, Lynn is our vice chair?
Well, I didn't think I was, but...
I thought Hal was our...
Are you the vice chair?
I think Hal is.
I meant Hal then.
Hal is. Yeah, he conducted last meeting.
Yes, then Hal is the vice chair.
I think he's the vice chair.
Okay, you, Rebecca.
All right, so we have a first by Josh to maintain status quo.
I'll second it.
Second by Rebecca. All in favor? Oh. Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Would it matter if I opposed?
Probably wouldn't. You're outvoted.
Probably wouldn't at this point, right? Okay. Motion carries. Explain to me what this replacement.
So last time there was a few questions on the spreadsheet, and with me being new, I didn't really know how to answer them. So I suggested that maybe we use this spreadsheet from the accountants that we get back every year. So this is just kind of a sample of what it would look like. I know it's a little harder to read, and I'm glad to continue the other one if it's easier. But it would replace these legal sized. Spreadsheets that are at the back of the pack.
Okay. I think for guidance on this one, I'd probably defer to Lynn. If you like the old form or the new form.
Well, I looked through it. I mean, just trying to figure out where everything is. And looking at the old form, I mean, I was accustomed to looking at that.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
And like the first page here, Roosevelt City Housing Authority fiscal year 1/1/23. I just look at that expense down there, and I want to know on April. We probably talked about this before, but it was $6,900 versus normally $1,200. So was that an audit or?
It probably was. That's when our audits are coming up again, so that must have been about the same time last year that we had audits. I wasn't here, so I'm not 100% sure.
And then I guess in the new one, we don't show all those prior.
Yeah, it doesn't show them all. I can continue to do the spreadsheet. Well, that's fine.
Does it show our it's nice to see a comparison to the prior month.
Yeah, okay.
Does this
No, I don't believe it shows any comparison.
That way you know when it's going up. I don't know, but
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I think the old form is probably preferred, but it does help us spot things of that nature.
Yeah. So it's easier to understand as well.
So we don't need to necessarily make a motion to keep the old form. Is that an administrative burden to...
No.
Yeah.
No. I just didn't know how to answer his questions last time, so I thought if there was an itemized list that might help, but I'm perfectly fine keeping... going on with these.
We're old school. We kind of like legal, we'll let it go.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could bring that to the meeting so that if we have questions,
yeah,
you have
true.
It right there.
Yep.
That might be helpful.
good point.
Yep.
Discontinuing paper copy of board packets.
Lynn had suggested that last time, maybe just using to save on paper, to just use our email copies.
What's the board's thought on that? Personally, I kind of like the mailed packets.
Well, I like it. It's just a lot of paper.
It is. But I get a lot of emails, too, so sometimes they get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
How many emails do you get per day, Josh?
Oh, tons. Yeah, there's a lot. I got made fun of. We were in a staff meeting. I have 90,000 on my personal account. You know, the icon shows up on the screen.
Oh, I have about that many on my work account. I don't know. I mean, I could manage either way.
Well, let's continue with paper for now.
I don't want to. I'm not quite ready to go green yet.
Okay.
As soon as you see me in an electric vehicle, all right. So, but that's a ways out.
I mean, planning and zoning, we just get the digital copies. We don't get paper copies.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, I'm just, that's just my opinion. I can manage either way. Yeah. Hal, Josh, Rebecca. You guys have a preference?
I like seeing it hard copy at the meeting, unless maybe we have it up there, but even then I'm not quite sure my eyes would track. I don't mind looking. In fact, I usually review it on the email and then bring this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you wanted to cut out the mailing and we just have it while we're here.
I'm perfectly fine continuing to mail it. That's fine with me.
And let's continue for the time being.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Josh? Yeah. I always say I'm going to use a digital, and then as you can see, I bring the paper. So I'm fine either way.
All right. Well, we'll keep killing a few trees for now. We do need to have a motion to approve the retirement check that we gave to Cindy Warren. We presented that about a month ago or so. We did approve that informally through email with the board, which everybody was on board. Those that attended, it was really well attended. Margaret did a great job getting people here, and then I think some of the city staff also. I mean, it was presented very well. Rebecca had some great things to say, and she did a great job. And Lynn also said a few words, so it was good. So with that, we'll have a formal motion to approve that retirement check.
So moved.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay. First by Lynn, we have a second by Hal. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, motion carries. And then explain to me the payment standards.
Okay. So I've been working closely with Hal. I'm new and I'm trying to get my feet on the ground, but they suggested that we apply for the payment standard to go from 110% to 120%, which I applied for and got approved, and it did go into effect March 1st, but it'll just give a little bit extra that we can help pay towards people's rent, so it'll be kind of a retroactive approval, I guess.
Yeah, I know, but we appreciate you seeking that and getting that additional amount to help.
Yeah, I think it'll really help a lot of families.
Were we at 110%?
Yeah, we were at 110%. And it goes till the end of the year, and then I don't know if we'll be able to apply again, but we'll try.
We'll try. Okay.
Great.
Yeah, that's very good. Appreciate you working closely with HUD on that.
Yeah. So
with that, we'll entertain a motion to accept the 120% payment standard for the housing voucher program. Do we have a first?
So moved.
We have a first by Josh. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Hal. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Motion carries. Number 7, I think we kind of jumped the gun a little bit talking about this, but board member replacement recommendations. Are we getting rid of anybody from the board?
No. You had mentioned that you might want to leave, but if you don't, we're good.
Okay.
I think we need to know when our terms all expire.
I'll get a list of that for our next one.
Okay.
I don't know if you were there quite here yet, Rebecca, but next meeting she'll have our terms and when they expire, all that good stuff. So. Okay, and then appreciate the reminder, Margaret. That is something that we were working with Cindy on for like the last 5 years, if I recall. It's been a while since we received a raise. So. So the salary increase effective April 2024. What is the...
That was because you had a six-month time?
Yeah, it was $24 for the first 6 months and 25, and it jumped up a dollar in April.
Okay, so now it's at 25? Yeah, 25. Okay.
25 starting.
Does that require a motion as well? If not, it doesn't hurt to have it in the record.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
I'll move.
Okay, we have a first by Lynn and...
Second, yeah.
Second by Rebecca. I'm going to all in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carried.
Okay.
Appreciate you getting through that 6 month.
Yeah.
Around, so.
It's a challenge some days.
6 months already?
What?
6 months already?
Close.
Yeah.
First part of April.
So in addition to that, like when we get towards our fall meetings, we do like to, you know, hear suggestions for... you know, salary increases going forward. I think we fairly close try to follow what Josh does with his staff on the city,
okay.
Cost of living raises, things of that nature. Is that the plan for the board? To still
discuss, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't be shy. All right. Okay. All right. Any need for a closed session? From any of the board members? Anything come up? Okay. Any other business?
So, are your units all full?
Yes, we're full there.
Okay.
Starting to issue vouchers again. They gave us some extra, or not extra funding, but the funding had run out the end of last year, and it's up again, so we're issuing vouchers again.
Yep.
Moving forward.
And so we're at full capacity?
Yep, right now.
Okay.
And how many people are we subsidizing the rent on?
60... Let's see, I think it was 66 on the last check round, but we've got 5 in the works right now, so that can go up to 5 more if they all get approved and everything.
Okay.
So we're trying to add about 5 a month right now.
Do you have any questions for the board, or how is your training and working with HUD going?
It's going pretty good. I meet with them once a month over the computer, and we just kind of go over all the things that I need to learn and the budgets and all that stuff, the funding that they're giving us and kind of how that works. They call it a 2-year tool, so I'm still learning all that, but
yeah.
I'm getting there.
We already approved the budget for 2024-2025, but in the HUD programs, is there any training, seminars, conferences that you can attend in Salt Lake, you know, things of that nature that we need to start?
Yeah, I'll look into that. I haven't, there's a lot of advertisements that come through. I haven't seen one that looks like really great yet, but I'll keep an eye out for that because, yeah, I'd like to get some training on a few things. So.
Does anybody on the board have any concerns with budgeting for that in the future? Just, you know, it could be a 1-day, 2-day training that you attend out in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
I do too, yeah.
I think all those are great. It helps us stay in compliance and keeps
sure.
us ahead of the curve on certain issues that come up.
Yep.
Let's just keep that in our minds. With that, not quite record time, but we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Okay, we have a first by Hal.
I'll second.
Second by Lynn. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Need to adjourn. Josh, you only got one motion in.
No, I just got one.
Yeah, I know.
He gets a lot.
It's a good day outside. I'm going to go slash.
We'll see you later.